It's now 8:05 and John S. Doyle is here now with his second look at today's papers.
A wildfire in Portugal, swimming at Dorky in Dublin, a Kilkenny couple with their four-month-old baby born after in vitro fertilisation, and a bonfire in the Creggan in Derry, bearing the name of a PSNI officer who survived a murder attempt. These are the front page photographs in the Irish Examiner, Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish News, respectively. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is the main story for the Times, as he is expected to join online talks today with several European leaders, top EU and NATO officials, and US President Donald Trump in advance of the US-Russia summit on Friday. Mr. Zelensky is quoted as saying, "We all support President Trump's determination, and together we must not allow Russia to deceive the world again. We see that the Russian army is not preparing to end the war. On the contrary, they are making movements that indicate preparations for new offensive operations." The Irish Independent comments in an editorial, "The nervousness surrounding Friday's meeting is understandable," says the writer, "especially in countries bordering Russia. So far, Putin has been offered everything without conceding anything. An illegal invasion has been rewarded." The campaign for the Irish presidency is touched on in the Independent's front page lead. John Burns reports that a former presidential candidate, Sean Gallagher, resigned as a director of Gareth Sheridan's firm in a row over a corporate box. Mr. Sheridan, founder of the pain relief company Nutriband, has announced his intention to run for the presidency this autumn. Burns writes that one aspect of Mr. Gallagher's resignation from the company concerned a corporate box at the Orlando Magic basketball arena in Florida. In a statement last night, the paper says Mr. Sheridan insisted that the box, which costs $180,000 a year, makes a great return to the company, and that supporting the basketball team was a good fit, as it is leading the fight against the misuse of opioids. Meanwhile, the Times reports that the former chief medical officer, Tony Houlihan, has offered the strongest signal yet that he will enter the race for the presidency, as he described the results of research carried out on his potential candidacy as encouraging. But in the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror's coverage of the preparations for the Rose of Tralee contest, the host, Catherine Thomas, is reported as saying that her co-host, Dahi O'Shea, is the best man for the job. The soccer pundit and former Ireland player Roy Keane is the focus of the Irish Sun's lead story. He will get protection from Sky Sports chiefs after he suffered two high-profile fan bust-ups, the paper says. Concussion and rugby give the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Examiner the lead stories. As Sean McCarty writes in the Examiner, unsafe attitudes towards concussion among non-professional rugby players are still prevalent in Ireland. That's one of the findings of new research on the knowledge and attitudes of rugby players in clubs and schools here to concussion and related brain injuries. Scoliosis is the main topic for the Mirror. Nicola Donnelly reports that a mother who had to fight for crucial scoliosis treatment as a child now fears having to do the same for her own daughter 16 years later. A letter to the Times from Michael O'Leary of Ryanair begins with a one-word sentence, "Unbelievable." That's his verdict on an article in the paper last week by Justine McCarthy, as he puts it, "slagging off myself and Dermot Desmond for criticising the Dublin Metro Link, without once mentioning the projected cost of approximately €20 billion. Mr. O'Leary is given a column and a half for a good rant. He says that Mr. Desmond's view on transport should carry weight, given his successful rescue and redevelopment of London City Airport. His own humble view, he says, is based on almost 40 years developing what is now the world's largest passenger airline. But sadly, says O'Leary, we are both guilty of being rich, so therefore dismissed by the Irish Times experts who know so much more about transport."